Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. I'm pleased to present to you Lucille Ball and Richard Denning in My Favorite Husband. This is episode number 74 of the series, and it is entitled Country Club Dance. It originally aired on February 3rd, 1950.
As we look in on the Coopers tonight, we find there's nobody home because they're over at the Atterbury's. Liz and Iris must have something up their sleeve, for they served their husbands a tremendous dinner, and they are now sprawled out helplessly in the living room.
Oh, Gad, I ate too much. I wish I could loosen my belt.
Well, why don't you? Don't be silly. You can't reach way out there. Yeah, I know just how he feels. I'll bet I've gained 5 pounds.
Oh, that dinner was worth it. Who cares if you gain a few pounds here and there?
I do. With me, the fat ignores here and goes straight to there.
Yeah. Why is it fat is so sneaky on women? It always hits below the belt.
Don't talk about it. If anyone wants me for the next 6 months, George, I'm hibernating.
Iris, do you think they're ready?
They look just about right to me.
And what are they talking about, Mr. Atterbury?
I don't know, but I think they're getting ready to baste us with gravy.
No, we're not going to eat you. We just want to ask you a favor, so we stuffed you until you're too weak to fight back.
Mm. A typical feminine scheme. What's the favor?
Well, before we ask you, will you promise you'll say yes?
No.
Oh, George, before I ask you, will you promise you'll say yes?
Oh, no. The last time I did that, I ended up married.
Why, George Cooper, let's come right out with it, Liz.
We want you boys to take us to the country club dance Friday night.
Dance?
Boys?
You remember what a dance is, don't you, Rudolph? When you climb up on my feet and we glide around the room.
Iris. Well, what do you say, fellas?
No, just a moment. George and I will discuss it.
Ask us again, girls.
Will you take us to the country club dance Friday night?
No.
Oh, you're so funny. Why won't you take us?
Because we're going to the fight.
Fight? But, George, you go there every Friday night. And this is a formal dance.
Formal? The fights are looking better all the time.
I'll say they are.
What's the matter, George? You used to love to go to dances. Now we never go anymore. What happened?
We got married.
Oh, fine. If I get a divorce, will you take me Friday night?
No.
Wait a minute, boy. An offer like that deserves more careful consideration. Sorry, Lotus Bud.
George, I know the fights would be exciting, but think of the dance for a minute. Now, just think. I'd wear the blue dress you like so much, and we could dance on the terrace and smooch in the dark corners. And wouldn't you like that, Georgie? Hmm, wouldn't you? Hmm?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We could smooch too, Rudolph.
Oh, Gad.
Georgie, what does my little husband say, hmm?
No, the spell's broken, Liz. I'm going to the fight. It's for the state championship.
Well, I have rights, George Cooper. You'll take me to the dance or else.
Or else what?
Or else I'll go with somebody else.
So will I.
Atta girl, Iris. We'll go with some other fellas.
Who?
You'll see.
Who?
Don't worry.
Who?
Oh, shut up. You sound like an owl.
Yes.
Oh, it's all right, boy. They're just bluffing.
Oh, we are, huh? Well, don't worry. We'll get dates.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. It's a challenge, Iris. While you're at the fight, you can just think of us floating around the dance floor in someone else's arms. Come on in the den, Iris. I'll tell you who I have in mind.
Okay. Ooh, this is exciting. Well, don't keep me waiting, Liz. Who? Who will we be dancing with?
Can you lead?
Oh, nuts.
Come on in.
I came over as soon as I could, Liz girl. I had to drop Laughing Boy at the bank.
Laughing Boy?
Rudolph. He's still chortling over the idea of our getting dates for the dance.
Now, George gave me the horse laugh, too. Well, I may have been bluffing last night, Iris, but now I'm determined to go through with it.
Good girl, girl.
We don't know anybody, huh? It's just a question of deciding to whom we'll give the honor of taking us.
Yeah.
Whom do we know?
Yeah.
Whom? Oh, come now. We must know someone.
Funny, the only men I can think of are George and Rudolph.
Well, I happen to know they're busy that night.
Well, how about you, Liz? You knew scads of men.
Well, I must be getting old, Iris. Everyone I can think of is either out of circulation, out of town, or out of order.
Well, we're licked.
Wait a minute. I won't let this happen. I wonder if I can find my old address book.
Hey, that's a good idea. That little black book was loaded.
See, now, last time I saw it, it was here in the desk somewhere. Oh, gee, what a lot of junk. Oh, here it is.
Oh, Eureka.
Let's start with the A's now. Bill Arnold. I went out with him in college.
What's all this writing under his name?
Oh, just a few necessary details, see. Black hair, blue eyes, tall, good dancer, COAD.
What does that mean, COAD?
Caution, one-armed driver.
Hey, this book must have come in handy.
Girls called me up from all over the campus to see if I recommended a date. I was the Duncan Hines of Petter's Point.
Let's call Bill Arnold.
Oh, darn, I just remembered. He got married. Here's one under C. Tom Crawford. Red hair, blue eyes, yellow convertible.
He sounds colorful. Any footnotes?
Yeah, CNAD.
What's that?
Caution, no arm driver.
Oh, let's call him.
Too late, Iris. He's married, too.
Let me see that book. Hey, listen to this one. You wrote blonde, blue eyes, handsome, nice build.
Really? What's his name?
George Cooper.
Ooh. What else did I write?
It says, nothing in common, not my type. Oh, Liz, let's face it, we're all through.
Oh, no, we're not. I think I'll call on the green-eyed monster.
Okay, I'll go out with anybody.
I mean jealousy. We'll make believe we have dates, and our husbands will be so jealous they'll insist on taking us to the dance themselves.
Oh, they won't believe us.
They might. I expect to get a phone call from Fred tonight.
Fred?
Yes. And I'll take it in the living room where George can hear my end of the conversation. How's 7 o'clock? Is that okay, Fred?
And then you call me back at 7:15, and Rudolph can hear my end of the conversation. Isn't that right, Harry?
Well, It's evening, and the Coopers are in the living room. George is looking over the evening paper, and Liz is nervously trying to read a book and look like she isn't expecting a phone call from her boyfriend, Fred, better known as Iris Atterbury.
Liz, is that a good book you're reading?
Huh? Oh, yes. It's very exciting.
Oh. How'd you ever learn to read upside down like that?
What? Oh. It's an eye exercise.
Do you feel all right, Liz?
Oh, yes. Fine.
Are you expecting a phone call?
No. Whatever made you think that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because you've got the phone in your lap.
I have. I didn't even know it. Ah! Oh. Get it, George. I'm nearer. Hello, Fred. Hello.
Hello, Liz. This is Fred.
Fred? Fred who?
I don't know. You didn't tell me.
This isn't Fred Thompson, is it?
Yeah, that's who I am.
Why, Fred, how wonderful to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice. What are you doing Friday night, babe?
Friday night? Well, what a coincidence. George is going to the fights and I'll be free.
Well, here's the pitch, kiddo. There's a dance at the country club, and I thought us worms should get out there and wiggle.
The country club dance? Why, I'd love to go, Fred.
Good. We'll have fun, and maybe, who knows, we'll go out on the terrace and...
You don't mean...
Yeah, play canasta.
Oh, Fred, you shouldn't say things like that to me. I'm married.
I know it, but I'm a mad, impetuous fool.
A corsage? Oh, yes, I remember. Those flowers you get for dances before you get married.
Well, that ought to do it, girl. Now, I'll hang up, and you give me about 10 minutes to get Rudolph in the room and call me back. Okay, Harry.
All right, Freddie. See you Friday night. Goodbye. Anything new in the paper, George?
No.
Well, it's not my fault if there's no news.
Who was that, Liz?
Who was who?
Who was it?
On the phone, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, him.
Yes, who was it?
Fred.
Fred who?
Well, I don't see what difference it makes.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, Fred, you shouldn't say things like that to me. I'm married.
Listen, George, you're going out without me Friday night.
Well, that's different.
What's sauce for the gander is sauce for the goose. And I might tell you, Mr. Gander, that Friday night, this goose is going to honk.
Well, if you do any honking, I'm going to be pushing the button.
I accept.
What do you mean, you accept?
You'll take me to the dance. Isn't that what you meant?
Yes.
Fred was going to send me a corsage.
I'll send you a corsage.
Orchid?
Orchid?
Okay, gardenias, gardenias.
I'll get it. And if it's Fred again, I'll tell him a thing or two.
Well, somehow I don't think that it'll be Fred.
Hello?
Hello, George boy. This is Mr. Atterbury. Say, I just stumbled on something you might be interested in. Did Liz just get a call from a someone named Fred?
Yeah. How did you know?
I walked in and caught Iris with her voice down.
Oh, I get it. Well, that's very interesting.
Oh, we're married to a couple of tricky tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. Goodbye. Well, Liz, I expect to have a real good time Friday night at the fights.
At the fights? Who was that, George?
Who was who?
Who was it?
On the phone?
Yes, who was it?
Oh, that was Fred's husband, Rudolph.
Oh!
Yes.
on, George boy. We're missing the first part.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Atterbury. I'm worried about the girls sitting in the living room with their formals on. Do you believe they're really waiting for their dates to show up?
I don't know. They say they are.
I think they're bluffing.
Well, if Iris is bluffing, she went to a lot of trouble to squirm her way into that new girdle. Never has so much been held by so little.
I'm sure they're bluffing.
Yeah, sure they are. Come on, let's go to the fight.
Yeah, let's go. In a few minutes. I know she doesn't have a date.
Well, what do you want to do? Stick around and see who it is she doesn't have a date with?
We'll get it.
Come on, this I gotta see.
Hi, Dick. Hi, Barney.
Hello, fellows.
Hi, Liz. Hi, Iris.
Boy, you look slick.
Oh, Dick, thank you. Well, shall we go?
Anything you say, beautiful.
Well, we're leaving now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dick, Barney, this is Mr. Cooper and Mr. Atterbury.
Oh, how do you do? And don't worry, we'll have your daughters home early.
Boy.
There they go, John.
Well, what are we going to do about it? Just stand here?
I should say not. Let's go to the fight.
Fight?
Yes, come on. Don't you see? They want us to come running after them like a couple of Sir Galahads. We'd be playing right into their hands.
Well, I don't know. Suppose those kids get fresh.
There's nothing to worry about. Liz can outrun them and Iris won't have to.
Here, Mrs. Cooper. You can get in the back with me, ma'am.
All right. Well, it was awfully nice of you boys to come over and pick us up.
Oh, that's all right. After all, you're my mother's best friend. Besides, you promised us $2 apiece.
I know.
I don't understand the whole thing.
Neither do I. Why did you want us to call you by your first names and tell you how pretty you were?
It's just a joke we're playing.
It was funny, all right. Well, fasten your safety belts, everybody. Is it too windy for you?
Well, it might be better if you put the windows up.
Oh, this is a roadster. It doesn't have windows.
It has curtains, but we left them home.
Well, could you put the top up?
And we left that home, too.
My hair is blowing back here. Couldn't you at least put the windshield up?
It is up.
Yeah, it just doesn't have any glass in it.
Fine.
Hey, what happens to this pumpkin at midnight? Does it turn into an automobile?
That's a good one, turn into an automobile. Yeah, pumpkin. This is it.
This is what? What did you stop for?
Oh, this is as far as we go.
What do you mean? You're supposed to take us to the club.
Gosh, Mom didn't tell me that. Oh, we can't. We're due at the school dance.
Well, Dick, can't you be a little late?
No, I've got the needle for the phonograph.
Well, what do we do now? Hitchhike?
Dick, is there any chance that we could take the car and drop you off at your dance?
Oh,
we'll give you $3 apiece instead of $2. $4?
$5?
All right, $5.
Liz, that's $10. The whole car isn't worth any more than that.
Well, what are you kicking about? That's all you're paying for it.
What? You mean we just bought the car?
Sure. Isn't that what you meant?
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Iris. You are now half owner of an Essex.
Well, we're finally on our way, Liz. I feel like a college kid in this car.
Do you think we'll find them waiting for us when we get to the dance?
Who?
Our husbands.
Well, I certainly hope so. What'll we do if they aren't there?
I don't know. We could just stand around and try to pretend they're in the powder room. Oh, Iris, did you hear that?
Yes. Oh, it isn't going to rain.
Oh. Well, something's falling, and it must be rain, because pennies don't splash like that.
Oh, how much further is it, Liz? I'm getting soaked.
I'm not sure. It's hard to see through the rain.
Well, doesn't this thing have a windshield wiper?
Sure.
Why don't you turn it on?
No windshield. Oh, we're going to look fine when we get to the dance.
Ow! What was that? I think the car backfired.
Oh, why should a backfire make the car sag on one corner?
Don't ask me. I'm not mechanical. Oh! That backfire evened the car up.
Iris, I think we've got two flats. Look back and see if someone's shooting at our tires.
Well, I don't see anyone.
Two flats. There must be tacks in the road.
What road?
The road we're on. Can't you see it? It's right in front of... Well, we drove up on a... I wonder when we left the road.
I don't know. I'll ask that cow over there.
How do you like that? Now we'll have to walk back to the highway.
Walk?
Yeah, it can't be far. Luckily, we have on our high-heeled hiking boots.
Well, I can't walk in this girdle.
All right, you stay here. I'll send a searching party back for you.
Oh, I'll go with you.
Stout fellow. Come on, Iris, let's mush. I mean slosh.
There's the highway, Liz.
We made it. Oh.
Do your shoes squish every time you take a step?
No.
How come?
They're stuck in the mud a half a mile back.
Oh, we must be a sorry-looking sight.
What do you mean? We might be starting a new fad. Shredded formals with an open mud rip.
Tell me the truth, Liz. Do I look like a drowned rat?
No. You'd have to fix yourself up a little to look like that.
Home.
Yeah, the dance is probably over anyway.
Oh, look! Here comes a car.
Hey, it looks like your car.
Well, it is. It's George and Rudolph.
Pardon me, madam. Could we give you a lift?
Rudolph, don't you recognize me?
Iris? And that's Liz.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how she looks when she gets up in the morning.
George!
What happened, Liz? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, but it might interest you to know we almost got killed tonight while you were sitting there watching your old fight.
Well, what are you talking about? We didn't go to the fights.
Didn't go to the fights?
No, we went out to the dance right after you left. Just like we knew you would. Yeah, if that makes you feel any better.
Oh, that makes us feel great.
My Favorite Husband has been presented through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Monday for another episode of My Favorite Husband and check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. Until next time, in the words of Henry Winkler, assumptions are the termites of relationships.